Welcome to Short Vart on Sukkos. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. You know, there's certain things in life that we just see over and over, but they just don't strike us as peculiar until we think about them a little bit deeper. The classic one is, why do we drive in a parkway and park in a driveway? Or why do doctors practice medicine? Isn't that a little bit unnerving? And there's so many other ones similar to that. Mahavdil, one of those things that hit me this year is that if you take a look at the Torah, when it speaks about the mitzvah of Sukkos, first it says, "Lokachta lachem bayom harisha," and you should take for yourself priyetz hadar, kapis tamarim, you should take a lulav and esrog, adasim and aravis. And then the Torah says, "Basukkos teish v'shivas yamim," you should sit in the sukkah for 7 days. And the obvious question, which the Mefarshim asked, but I kind of never saw, was that it's really not an order. We know that personally, we first sit in the sukkah at night, and then we only take the lulav and esrog in the day. So wouldn't it make more sense for the Torah first to write the Yontif of Sukkos, and only after that, the Chiyuv, or the obligation, for the Arba Minim, for the Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Aravos? There's many answers that's given. Here's one simple one. You know, it's beautiful to sit in the Sukkah, and it's Matzim Chaseinu, it's a time of Simcha, it's a time of happiness, and that's great and everything. But the Torah is giving us a precursor for real Simcha. You want to be able to sit in your Sukkah, and you want to feel Chashiv, you want Hashem's presence to be in your Sukkah, you want the Ushpiz and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, etc., to be guests at your sukkah, there's a simple prerequisite. And that is the lesson of the Arba Minim, of the Lulav, the Esrog, Hadassim, and Aravos, who know Chazal teach us that each of the objects in the Lulav bundle represent a different type of Jewish person, a tzaddik, a rasha, a person who's not so great, a person who's working on themselves. And the Torah says we put them all together and we take them in all different directions as if to show, regardless of where a Jewish person finds themselves, they need to feel achdus with one another. Says the Torah like this. You want to make sure that you have a samachta b'chagecha, you could have real happiness. You want to make sure that you're chash of the guests like the Ushpizin. You want to make sure that your sukkah is tzila de mehemnusa, that the shechina, the divine presence, rests in your sukkah. There's a simple prerequisite, and that is you have to work on achdus. And the hope is that after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where all the tefillos are in plural, where we daven for everyone, anu matir l'hispalim avaryanim, even people who may not be on the spiritual level that we're on, still, we feel that achdus, we feel that unity, says the Torah, then you can have the full impact of Basukas Teshvu. So first, we need to feel the point of the Lulav, Esrog, etc., etc., the achdus, the unity. And then our sukkahs can be off the chart. Wishing each and every one of you an amazing sukkahs, a wonderful Zman Simchasteinu, and a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Arba Minim and achdus in Klal Yisrael on its fullest extent. Chag Sameach, Chag Yontif.